This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So let's talk about a downturn. The not great economic signs are getting a lot of attention on this program and pretty much on every other outlet that covers the economy because it's the job. Global growth is down, business confidence down as well. There's a trade war you might have heard of, that inverted yield curve as well, which happened again today, by the way. On the other hand, President Trump and his advisors are saying everything's fine, better than fine, actually, strongest economy ever, but that all the coverage is going to spook consumers and push us into a recession. So can that happen? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports now on the power of negative thinking.
There's this concept in psychology called the availability heuristic. I know, sorry, jargon. But it has to do with how suggestible people are. Kelly Lanier is a behavioral economist at Emory University.
For example, if you've just watched the movie Jaws, then you might be less likely to go swimming in the ocean than someone who has not seen the movie or has not seen it in several years.
Granted, we're talking about the economy and actual economic indicators, not a fictional movie. But she says the point is, the more we hear about something, the more we're going to think about it.
So if recessions are consistently, or a talk of recession is consistently in the news, then individuals can't help but be thinking of that.
Especially when they're making spending decisions. Now for the caveats. First, we can't predict what consumers are going to do with negative news about the economy.
You'd have, you know, one camp that will squirrel away money for a rainy day, and then you have others that would choose to spend it all now.
Second caveat, consumers think about a lot of things when they're deciding whether to buy stuff, like their personal finances. Bart Van Ark is chief economist at the Conference Board.
You know, what do they have in their bank account, and what do they get in terms of their payroll every month?
Van Ark also points out that while negative economic news could hurt consumer spending, the news right now isn't all negative.
At one moment, they hear news about wage increases and a strong labor market. And at other times, they hear news about the trade disputes and the markets coming down.
So if anything, consumers are probably a little confused. We get it. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
Here is where you get to chime in. Go to marketplace.org. Let us know what you think when you hear me and everybody else use that R word.